interesting to note how Parshas Vayechi always falls out right before Shevavim. It's not by coincidence, obviously. Shevavim is Rosh Tevis, Shmoy Yisvei, Rabbi Yishal, Achiz from Mishpatim. And Vayechi is going to be the last Parshas that we read right before we start the week of Shmoy, certainly. Well, I heard there's another reason why it's a Hagdama to the Inyan of Shevavim. Maybe I should be Makdim. What does Shevavim have to do with the Litvish Yeshiva? Bechlal, what do we... never heard this when we were growing up. The truth is that the Alter of Kelm writes about it, and I was by Avad this week, and the Mashkiach, he's a Mashkiach in Israeli Yeshiva here, he said he mamash had Hashkacha Pratos, because he always quotes the Alter of Kelm right before Shevavim, and he was looking for something else, and he chanced upon the paper, and he remembered about it. So he showed us the paper. The Alter of Kelm writes that Zmanim ha-Mesugalim b'shana. What are the opportune times during the year? Number one, Yimei HaShevavim. Number two, Yimei Elul v'Yom HaNeirim. He puts it beforehand. He mamash puts it beforehand. I think most Litvish yeshivas could trace themselves back to the Altar of Kelm. Certainly most of them come from the Altar of Slabodka. It was the Talmud Altar of Kelm. And he's telling us that it's Yom Mesugalim. Maybe the reason is because the way that I heard is that it's since it's derabanan, there's something which is not first butter or the Indian of Yom Neroim, which El is Agdama. It's also something which is more shaykh to us. It's something which is more we can connect to more. It's also maybe I would say that it's without the lachatz of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a certain lachatz. You have to be good. You have to do. You have to be chayz b'tshuva. What's going to be? And then very often a person doesn't do anything because he doesn't know what to do and he's too pressured to think about it till Simchas Torah. Baruch Hashem. Here you have a chance, it's without the lachat of Yom Neroim, and just to think about a little bit the Indian of Shevavim. So, what is the Indian of Shevavim? So, Vayechi, it talks about the brachis of Pirchas Yaakov. Now, it's not exactly clear how each Shevet got a bracha. Not everybody seems like it says, Ishki Brachosu Be'erach Oisam, says at the end. And if you go through the brachis, it doesn't seem like everybody got a bracha. Pachas Kamayim Al Toyser, Shimon Relevi Achim, Klei Chavos Mechari Seim. It seems like a lot of people got flack. It says to Yehuda already saw that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all got flack, and therefore he thought that he was also going to get, no, Yehuda, to Yeducho, Echecho, Yodcho, Berfevecho. But it doesn't seem, it's not exactly clear how each one, what bracha it is that each one got. So Ruchim says that the bracha is the fact that they were made known what their Iker Midah was. What's the Midah? What's the Iker Midah that the person has? Or Apam Kiyoz, Kas, that there's the Iker Midah that he has to rectify. Or Ruvain, Pachas Kamayim, it's this haste. Or that Azrizus, which is not the Azrizus of Kehanim Zrizimheim. Revolver quotes his Shver, Baron Brzezinski, he says that Kehanim Zrizimheim. Now Azrizus, generally we say haste makes waste. So what does it mean Zrizim? Kehanim Zrizimheim means that that's why there's no derabanans by in the Mikdash, because we don't have to be worried about it. So Zrizus, he says Rav Grzinski, is in the head, it's not in the feet. Zrizus is a certain focus that a person has, that he's totally focused on his goal, and his alacrity to be Zoriz, to do something with the proper way, that he doesn't have to be worried that maybe he's going to mess up, therefore there's no need for derabanans. That's the ending of a bracha, is when a person finds out what his Iker Midah is, and what his tafkid is in life, and what Midah he's supposed to use in life to navigate through his life. What's his Iker Midah? Ein lecha bracha gedolah mizu. And that's the Indian lechur of Shevavim. Shevavim is Be'etem Be'iker for Tikkun Pagama Bris. What's the Tikkun Pagama Bris is? The Zohar says that it's a avira shein alav tshuva. So the Egli Tal, for some reason everybody knows only the second chelik of the Hagdama to the Egli Tal, the Yeshiva shechelik. Maybe they don't know the Chassidus shechelik. They don't speak out. But a few lines before the chelik of the Egli Tal and the Hagdama that he says that the Iker Gishmak in that the Tainig in the Torah is not a Moedina Dalem. Right? He says. Adarabi Kizehi Iker Mitzas Limanatur Ali Sos Visameh Humisanik Bilimudoi was the return of Lom Bidomai. A few lines beforehand, Mamish, 4 or 5 lines beforehand, he speaks out this Indian. He says that En Chanami Shamati Me'admor. He says that the reason why the Zera says that there's no tshuva for this chet is because tshuva is belief, and the chet is b'moyach. Really, you can't be, you rectify. You can't be misakin the chet belief or something with b'moyach. So what is the way to rectify it? It's limanatur. Limanatur is the way. Limanatur is the way to correct it, and befrat esek atura when a person is being meharav atura, that's even greater. Memela the ikur, the way to be masakin the chet is not through tshuva, rather tshuva samishko. Tshuva samishko means to use the koyach. The person used the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him for something which wasn't supposed to be used for. The way to rectify that is to use the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for what it's supposed to be used for. To think in Torah, to think in Retzivas HaTorah, Esek HaTorah, Kavana B'Tvila. These things, use the mayach, use the koyach that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave for Liman HaTorah. So, Befrat now, starting, I think today starts the second half of the winter's man. Today, Tez Zayin Teves is the where Mamish just starting. Shavim comes to the Chavid, the second half of winter's man. It's a newsman. Starting a newsman. I don't know why I consider a newsman, but I got a letter from my son's yeshiva that we're getting together this month of Shabbos. The Taki Seso for the beginning of the second chelik of the winter's man. So I get Kinyar, it's a newsman. I don't know. Maybe the first half was coronaed out. So, but in the Chanami, it's a Naya Scholar and a Naya Mokin for Eschadshus. And Chizuk, Sai, the beginning of Seder, Sai, the end of Seder, Sai, first Seder, and Sai, second Seder. That it should be Be'ez Hashem HaMokam for Yitzchadshis. So, the Bechlalusai, it seems that the Indian of Shevim is to use the Koichos, it's to use the Koichos of the Moyach for what it was meant to, and Bechlalusai, it's to use all the Koichos that a person has for what it's meant for. Because the Shbaruch Hu gives a person Koichos, the person. Because the Prophet gives a person strength and he gives him talents, they're supposed to be geared towards Avedas Hashem. Geared towards, there's so many opportunities that a person has that to use his Koichos on a daily basis and for life, to use his Koichos in Avedas Hashem, to use his Koichos for the betterment of, doesn't make a difference what he's doing, it's to use his talents that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him for Avedas Hashem. And it could be in his shul, and it could be in his yeshiva, and it could be in his school, and it could be in the bechlal, in the gemilas chasadim. It could be, there's so many different places that a person could shine, use his kreiches to shine, to be geared towards avedas Hashem. And al derech zeh, it says, v'yikuvu mei Yisrael lamus. So the Zohar says, what does it mean? That a person's v'yikuvu mei Yisrael lamus. The days of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, were Vayikavu, they came close, Lamus, to his Misa. This is, what does that mean, Vayikavu Yimei Yisrael Lamus? So the Zohar says, Revolva quotes it in Alei Shur and Refuel and Shira Chumash, he says that the days of a person come when he's Nifter, I think the Archaim quotes it in this week's Parasha Dafka, that the days of a person come, Alachar Meiv Esrim, they come before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and each one of them is counted. Vayikavu Yimei Yisrael, the Yomim, every single day is counted. In other words, the day comes before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the din is, how did he use the day? Like the way the Revolver says it, it's not so much that a person learns Shas or that he not learn Shas. The Nikuda is, how did you use your day, and how did you not use your day? And Mamela, was your day used towards Avedas Hashem? I gave you days. What did you use your days for? I gave you talents. What did you use your talents for? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we have. What did you use the things for? Like the Medrash says, did anybody ever put a mezuzah on his door before he had a house which I gave him? Did anybody ever give a bris to his child? Did a mitzvah without me giving him a child? Did everybody, and everything that we have, any yicholus that we have, is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Targum says, that he gives us the business acumen. It's not just the physical strength. It's the mental capacity. It's everything is all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm giving you these kreches. Use your kreches also for Avedas Hashem. Beikur v'avodas Hashem. The shaila is, not every day in a chanami does a person have the yichelus to learn, but every day a person has the yichelus that it should be full of avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem doesn't have to be that he's learning the entire day. It doesn't have to be that he's asking yichelus the entire day. It could be that he's in his house and taking care of his wife and taking care of his kid and taking care of himself. That's also, if it's done the right way, it's avodas Hashem. That's a great story that I heard. Somebody told me that he asked Tzvi Meyer. He told him that he was having, I don't know if he needed to get away with his wife a little bit, and his wife, it was during a Sarasmi Tshuva once, came to Tzvi Meyer, didn't know what to do. Tzvi Meyer says, now you should go away, go take your wife and go away for a day or two. He says, what do you mean, it's a Sarasmi Tshuva, it's not like that. He says, yeah, there's no better time than a Sarasmi Tshuva to do that. What do you mean? He says, what's the Sarasmi Tshuva all about? Sarasmi Tshuva is about doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now this is what's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's personally after the Avodas Hashem is to do what's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memelo, in every situation that a person is in, that's, he has to define what is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's really the Iker Moedid, and that's the person's gauging. Did he use his day properly? Did he not use his days properly? The koiches that were given, the opportunities that were given, did they channel them towards Avodas Hashem? That's Betzim the Iker Nekuda. And Al Shleish Advar Marla Mehmet, Al Terev Vaidu Vino Sosadim, really a person, if he has the Yichurlis, that should be his checklist for every day. That I use my day for Torah, that I use it for Avodah, and use it for Gmilas Chasadim. Each one in the way that they can do it. But the Maitre, you should be able to check off every day of Torah, Avodah, Gmilas Chasadim. If I wasn't able to be Torah, so I wasn't able to. At least I have the rest of the day, whatever I did was done Avodah Hashem. But Be'etzem, that's what V'yikavu Yimei Yisrael, that means every day should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the day, use it for the things that Olam is Eimen of, Al HaTorah, Al HaVeilah, Al HaGidus, Gemein Leskos Adim.